Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 through 26. So when you're offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Also, come to terms quickly with your accuser while you're on the way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you've paid the last penny. What we see here is Jesus quickly shifting focus of his message to reconciliation between people, which is very important to Jesus if you read through the Gospels. In fact, he says, more important than making an offering to God is making amends with people we have injured or offended in some way. We shouldn't even attempt to present ourselves to the Lord until we've set things right with people with whom we are at odds. I mean, this really aligns well with the Christian understanding that to love God means to live charitably and graciously with others. The best way to express love and devotion to the Lord is by living well and living generously with those around us. For Jesus, loving God and loving neighbor were inseparable commands. You cannot have one without the other. Now, I think one of the interesting features of these two expressions of reconciliation is that both examples assume those responsible for the relational challenge are Jesus' listeners, which means, of course, by extension, us. The assumption in the text is that someone may have something against us, or that we may have an accuser, right? That might take us to court. It's a subtle but important inference. Jesus assumes that we bear, if we've got an accuser, if we've got someone has something against us, it's Jesus assumes that we bear some responsibility for the relational break, and therefore, we are to take the initiative to make amends and bring about reconciliation. The assumption of guilt on our part for relational rifts, I know it's unlikely to sit well with us. However, when a relationship breaks down, there tends to be more than enough blame to go around. While guilt for a broken relationship may, of course, lie more with one person than another, we all, each of us, bear a degree of responsibility when relationships are damaged. And as Christians, in a faith tradition that emphasizes the need for forgiveness to sustain relationships, Jesus charges us to be the ones to make the first move toward reconciliation. God doesn't care about any offering more than our gift of forgiveness toward others. Jesus wants us to be the ones to initiate efforts that mend rifts between people. Leave the altar to address relational issues. Come to terms with those with whom we are at odds. While the work of reconciliation may be difficult and even unpalatable to us, the rationale is clear. I mean, think about it. If God has forgiven us so that we are reconciled to God, we really should make the same effort with others. In fact, reconciliation is the best gift we could ever offer the Lord. So, who is someone? This is the question. Who is someone with whom you are currently at odds? And I know a lot of the work I've been asking you to do is relational, but because life is so relational and Jesus was focused on relationships. So the practice today, I want you to reach out to someone with whom you're currently at odds, a friend, a family member, coworker, neighbor, whoever. Thoughtfully acknowledge the rift. Don't try to place blame. Don't try to be defensive. Just acknowledge the rift and then state how you believe you might bear some responsibility for the break. And then slowly but surely, over time, work toward resolution, or at least work toward a charitable peace. That's not easy, so let's pray about it. Lord God, when we're at odds with someone, we tend to be more focused on how we've offended than how we might have given offense. In fact, the thought of making an effort toward reconciliation with people that we struggle with is really unpalatable and unpleasant a thought. We'd rather, honestly, Lord, discard certain relationships than work to reconcile them. And yet, we would not want that to be the way you deal with us when we offend you. We would not want you to discard us or discount the possibility of reestablishing relationship when we fail you. When we pray the prayer your son taught us, we speak the words, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. In that prayer, Lord God, we ask you to be as forgiving of us as we are of others. So help us to be more forgiving and reconciling so that we can continue to hope for the same from you. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.